diving in ASAP. The moment that I get done with, hold on, what? Okay, no, everything was just testing. Okay, I have had one of what's happened since the last week? My good. The letter. Pardon my French. The letter from the Taiwan government. Nope, it's a flat rejection. And I went down to the local legislator's office, who's like a 5-minute walk up the street, and I said, the term is bat excrement. I didn't say excrement. I said something else. But I said, the term is bat excrement. I'm going to go bat excrement. No, it's a girl there at the office, and she's Christian, and I don't know. She wanted to go outside and pray or something, you know, which I think it's great. But one thing though, you know, there's this tendency. No, I mean, I think a lot of good things are happening. It's like, look, we love people. We can't let people do this. But I don't get why it is that when there's a pastor or a company, a politician or a government that just craps all over people. I don't get why the response of many people is to say, oh, what we all need is to learn how to forgive them. And then, you know, that's it. And we're done. You know, let's let them keep dumping on people. Let's allow the oppressor to continue to be mean to other people. Because if we stop that person from hurting others, that would require standing up for ourselves, which is pure selfishness. No, I mean, Rosa Parks wasn't thinking about anyone but herself. She should have forgiven and allowed bus segregation to continue, right? I mean, that's the logical thinking when someone is doing something bad to so many people, and the response is, oh, well, we need to learn how to forgive. You know, finished, full stop, and done. Okay. What happens is, if, you know, why? I'll tell you what's going on. Martin Luther King's letter from the Birmingham jail. You know, he points out to the pastors who were giving him a hard time, basically saying, you're complaining that I'm making waves, but we black people have been living in turbulence constantly. We live with far more waves being made against us every day than the little tiny, small little motion in the ocean that's rocking your boat today. Like, it's really easy for you with less turbulence every day to sit and complain about us who are at sea in a typhoon or hurricane in America every single day. So, you know, it's no, he didn't use those words, but that's basically what the issue is. It's like when people are not directly affected by the problem, but they see someone that's injured, their response is to say, let's take the beaten down people to the hospital and heal them, but make sure that we don't chase after the killer and make sure we don't say that we're not chasing after the killer, because that would require so much energy, it would rock our own worldviews and knock us out of our comfortable chairs. If we've got to go chase down a bad guy, that means getting off the couch, and we don't want to do that. So we'll say, holy, need to pray for forgiveness, and then stop. Make sure we stop at that. Don't go any farther than that. Make sure it doesn't, that's as far as it goes. No more than that. That's mean. You better not. And we'll talk really nice passive aggression. And they do this because of comfort. They don't, what was it? The movie, A Beautiful Mind, was it? Robert Duvall and, who's the Scientologist? Come on. The idiot from Pulp Fiction. Face Off. What was his name? Travolta. Yes. Yeah. Duvall and Travolta. You know, Duvall says to the guys, I think they were at the bar towards the end of the movie. Why do you make fun of him? So you can keep thinking that the world is flat? You know? So, yeah, that's what's going on. Well, it goes back to the point that I've made several times, that watching the systems that make trouble in Taiwan has taught me that systemic poverty is real And that when some black people say it's the system that's against us, it's the system, they're not blowing smoke. You can't see it. They talk about it. You're white in America. Black people talk about it. You cannot see it. There's no way. White people don't have experience. I have this experience, but I don't have black people's experience. I can't. You can't. It's invisible. I believe it. I've experienced my own. I know that it's real, but I still can never see and feel a black man's experience. Not going to happen. But I know that it's real. And so white people cannot talk from experience about that, other than I can talk about my story, which is somewhat similar. It's a cousin story. It only says that it's real. And so, as I said to the girl at the office, I said, this is not about me trying to get residence in Taiwan. This is about Taiwan. I mean, look, all over the world stage, Taiwan's becoming this big deal. You know, there's a recent survey, massive support in the United States for backing up Taiwan. Massive. And yet Taiwan does this to people. So what's the conclusion? Well, you know, we've all got needs to change, but it's like Taiwan's government is not dealing with its own embarrassing bad optics. And yet they're reaching out to the world while they've got people that are just still crapping all over everybody. So, I might talk about steps I'll be taking anyhow, but I'm talking about what came across my desk this week. So I got the letter last week, hadn't opened it, did the podcast, and then opened it. And here we are. Other things that came across the desk. I went out I went out and got the AirPods Pro. Okay. And so I did this because I'm a video maker. If you follow my Taiwan Instagram account, you know that I've released a number of videos this week. I make videos on the Instagram TV thing, and they get comfortably between 200 and 1,200 views within a week. And I'm known for this. So now I'm making videos in the lower half of Taiwan, and the skate shops know me, and the skaters know me. And I'll say we've all got our pettiness and our squabbles. Everyone has them. It's just normal between coworkers, siblings, culture, all kinds of things, cities. It's the normal. And I've been talking with people a little bit about this. I'm a unifier. I love people. I want to love people. And so this making videos, it celebrates the kids. It helps celebrate people. And so, you know, I show up and people are honored and glad to have, someone celebrating them, not just themselves, not just skaters making videos of each other, but someone else making videos of skaters. And so anyhow, I take it as it is, make it cool. And I did a lot of that. I went up to Taichung twice. There's another interesting girl. No. I got sick of the rich lady. There's a point where affluenza, we'll just say affluenza, just not interested. So it's very interesting what's happening. So that could actually be coming across the desk in the future. What else happened this week? No, it's pretty much videos. I had some great conversation with Julian. I've got a video. See, Julian is Taiwanese American. And I did a lot of my video work with him, a lot. And he and I sat down and did a talk after one of our video sessions. And I just kind of turned on the camera for a couple minutes. And he talked about what he thinks as a skater and his perspective as a skater. And he taught me what I got to do as a video maker. I did not record that part. It was kind of personal between us. But he was just, you know, like what he thinks as a skateboarder when he's trying to perform a certain skate trick. And so I made a little video that talks about that. And honestly, it's motivating for Taiwan. So I think we got some interesting changes happening with Taiwan and government as far as Olympics and skating goes, also with my own situation. So we're going to dive into stuff this week in the Taiwan special. And no, didn't get any coding done this week, but I want to eventually get into it. Love you.